going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
B. Mitch and Finley. 106.7 The Fan. I'm live in Raleigh getting ready for Caps Game 4 tonight. B. holding it down in the Navy Yard Studios. Obviously, there's a ton going on. Last week, we talked a lot about the NFL schedule gets released Wednesday night, but we're going to know a lot long before that. This morning on the Today Show, we found out a couple of games, including the season opener for the NFL is going to be Cowboys at Eagles. I wonder if there's a line out for that. Is White Brian available today? See if White Brian can...
There he is.
White Brian, see if there's a line for that game already. I bet there is. and then, B, there was some talk about the Brazil game for Washington, and that is not going to be Washington. It's going to be Chiefs-Chargers. So Kansas City's going down to Brazil for that game.
I never thought about the Brazil game.
There was a time I did, and then that door closed.
I told you then.
Yeah.
You know, I don't say a lot of stuff, Jay. When I say stuff, I only know a little sometimes.
I know, B. That's why I stopped talking about it.
I'm gonna lay it out there with that one. Yeah.
Damn! Don't look at your phone yet, B. The line is out for Eagles Cowboys in the opener.
I already saw it, dog.
Okay.
Mine pops up.
Eagles -6.5 in that thing.
Yeah.
I think you lay the points. Honestly.
Hell yeah.
the total seems a little low, but Eagles play a lot of defense, so. We know the first two games, and that also closes the door. Like, here's what else we know. Because the Chiefs are playing in Brazil against the Chargers, Washington is not opening against the Cowboys, the Eagles, the Chargers, or the Chiefs. They play all four of those teams. There was some thought that maybe they'll be playing Kansas City on the Sunday Night Football opener. That ain't going to happen. We're going to learn a lot more throughout the week. There are games that are kind of locked in now. The Commanders playing the Dolphins week 11, November 16th in Spain has been reported. I don't know the dude that reported it, but apparently he's good at this kind of stuff. And Dan Quinn on Saturday at Commanders rookie camp got
he said no comment.
Yo, and even better, though, is he said, sin comentario. Yeah. He said, no comment in Spanish,
yes.
Which seems pretty telling to me.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's obviously going to be a lot of excitement. We're going to know all the international games officially tomorrow morning on Good Morning Football. So folks will know about that Madrid game officially tomorrow, which is pretty exciting. I think.
Got my fingers crossed, Jay.
Yeah, I mean, it seems kind of done dealish.
Well, I got something riding on it, so I don't got my fingers crossed.
I don't know what that means.
You know what that means?
Like, you have a bet on it?
Nah, dog. Any appearance?
Oh,
cheddar.
There you go. How's your Spanish, B?
I'll figure out some stuff by then, believe me.
It's going to be fun, man, and... The schedule release is fun. I also think we're going to know a lot of Commanders games. What do you think the chances are week one, they are opening either the Sunday night, the NBC national game, or Monday night football.
I will give you 55%.
Yeah. Because think about the marquee teams in the league, right? Washington has entered that category now.
Well, I'm gonna tell you what I saw the other day. I saw NFL little thing where they were promoting the league, the season coming up, and they had Pat. They had I think it was Burrow, Josh Allen, and Jaden.
Right. So I mean, if you think about, like, now you could easily have Bills. I mean, there are still a lot of marquee teams, right? Bills, Ravens are probably still ahead of them with Josh Allen and Lamar. But as far as, like, you know, big-time draws, I wonder if the Niners have kind of taken a little bit of a step back after last year kind of falling off. Like, the teams that the country wants to see, Washington is in that conversation. And because they're playing the Packers, the Vikings, the Lions, like, I just think it's very – like, if we find out earlier that it is Commanders-Lions at home on Sunday Night Football, nobody's surprised by that.
No, not at all.
If we find out that it's, you know, Commanders at Packers Sunday night, Monday night, nobody's surprised by that.
Nope.
I just think there's a real chance that this thing – at least the opener is announced before Wednesday night. And we're going to know the international game for sure tomorrow morning. ESPN's making their announcement this afternoon. I'm sorry, tomorrow morning on Good Morning America. Mm-hmm. At some point, Fox is announcing games today and Amazon's announcing games today. There is zero chance that the Commanders aren't on Amazon, like the Thursday night games. I believe, I'm going to pull this up real quick. If you look at the calendar, Christmas is a Thursday night. Is a Thursday, isn't it?
Yeah,
Christmas is a Thursday. So I think Netflix gets two games during the day on Christmas, and then there's a Christmas night game on Amazon. So Netflix makes its announcement on Wednesday, but Amazon makes their announcement today. Like, if we know the Chiefs have reached out to the league to say, we want to be a team that plays every Christmas.
Yeah.
Would it, I mean.
Would it shock me if it's the Commanders and the Chiefs? No.
Hell no. I think New Year's Day is also, New Year's Day, January 1st, is a Thursday. Now, I don't know with the college football playoff and stuff if maybe there's no Amazon game that night. But if that was the Commanders' plan, it wouldn't shock me if the Commanders are playing. So the Thanksgiving games are Fox and CBS with the Lions and the Cowboys, who Washington obviously plays at Dallas this year. They play at Dallas every year.
Every year.
I still wouldn't be shocked if it's Thanksgiving in Dallas.
For Rooster's sake, I hope it's not Thanksgiving.
It won't be Washington at Detroit on Thanksgiving because Detroit comes to Northwest. Detroit's coming here, so you can rule that out. But I don't know if there's a Thanksgiving night game anymore because Amazon now does the Black Friday game. I remember Grant saying this. I think it'd be awesome, and I don't think this will happen because they want the variability. But, like, the optionality, as Adam Peters would say. Mm-hmm. But, like, I would be very into if Washington got to lock in being the host of the Black Friday game. That would just be cool, especially, like, the new stadium. Now, granted, that's 5-6 years away. But, there's going to be so much information coming out that is going to be so fun to kind of watch unfold. And Washington has entered a new part of town, man, where they are a marquee team. And with that is going to mean, like, I bet Thursday morning and you'll be playing golf in Seattle, but Thursday we'll be doing a show where we're going to open the phone lines and say, like, what's the hardest part of this schedule? And there's going to be a week where they play Monday night and then Saturday and then the following Thursday. Like, there's going to be some of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I did – so Dan Quinn on Saturday talked about – we kind of joked with him about the Spain thing. And then I asked him about just the excitement surrounding the team with the draft officially coming to town and a new stadium looking like it's going to happen. Obviously, it's got to get through the council. But just what is obviously, like, momentum and excitement surrounding this franchise. And he's like, yeah, man, we love it. Like, you know, we can't think about 5 years from now at a new stadium, but we can feel the excitement surrounding the team.
Yeah.
When we go to the, you know, when players go to the grocery store or whatever it is. And I just think that is cool.
Yeah, totally. I think the whole vibe, you can feel the vibe has changed.
Well, and then we were kind of walking down to the practice field, and I was joking with DQ. I was like, not going to be a lot of Sunday 1 o'clocks. And he just said what he's always said is our philosophy is anybody, anywhere, anytime. And and I think that's how it's got to be. You know what I'm saying? I just saw something. Is this for real?
What?
All right. I just saw a tweet. I don't know if this is real. This is from a Sports Business Journal media reporter. So this week, I believe they're all in New York, maybe some's in LA, are the upfronts for the major television networks, where they announce, you know, the big things they're going to do this fall, and they try to get advertisers to get excited and spend money and so on. Molly Cahalane, I hope I'm saying that right, is a reporter for Sports Business Journal, and she used to be at Adweek as a senior reporter, so she understands kind of the business of sports media.
Mm-hmm.
B, she just tweeted out that Michael Jeffrey Jordan of Wilmington, North Carolina, is going to be part of NBC's NBA coverage. How cool is that?
MJ?
I mean,
is it gonna be MJ? Is one of his sons named after him?
Nah, so, his sons, I want to say, are Marcus and
so Mike. When are you gonna have time? I mean, he gonna give up golf?
Yo, this is real, dude. NBC just announced they've added Michael Jordan as a special contributor to the network's NBA coverage starting next season. How cool is that?
I like that.
Now, I mean, obviously, Barkley's going to keep doing his thing with, I guess Barkley's staying with Turner, and Turner is licensing the show to ESPN because Turner's out of the NBA.
Turner's not stupid. Turner's like, look, we own the show. We're paying these people. Y'all want to keep showing this? You give us a licensing fee. And we're going to figure this thing out. How are you going to help us pay them?
I mean, that is...
Because that show is good, dog.
Dude, it's so good. Yeah. Honestly, the Turner shows... I don't know if you've listened to it, but this dude, Paul Bissonnette, is so magnetic that it's made me watch more hockey. Like, Biz is to hockey what... Biz is to hockey media what Barkley is to NBA media, I think. I feel. Now, I think Barkley was a much more accomplished player than Biz. Biz played a while, but he's just so good. And Turner does both those shows. Turner's willing to step out there in a way that ESPN doesn't often.
ESPN is trying to live up to that Disney mantra. And come on, dog. You've done enough stuff and said enough stupid things the way we know you're not Disney all the time. Right. Let's be real about it.
It's hard to walk in two lanes and to be Disney, family first, and Mickey Mouse, and then to be sports, which is not always Mickey Mouse and family first.
100%.
It's hard to accomplish both of those goals. Michael Jordan, though, on coverage is phenomenal. I imagine MJ will not hold back when it's time for criticism or whatever.
Well, if you hear any of the stories of him having conversations with his friends and with people – And you hear all these people talking about how he would walk over to the bench and let them know what he's about to do to them. I don't think he's gonna care what they think.
I mean, he's a not only that, he's also a billionaire. Like, he sold the Hornets for billions of dollars, owns his own race team, owns his own, like, competitive deep-sea fishing team. Like, obviously, Jordan Brand just absolutely kills it.
Hold on. What do you think they're paying him?
Dog, I don't know.
I'm saying, look, he's joining our coverage. He's not going to be working as much as everybody else, and he's probably making more than everybody else.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't need it.
Jordan.
He doesn't need it.
I'm going to do something now that I rarely do, and I want people to understand.
What you mean, break early?
Yes. I am so excited to talk to Dino Ciccarelli that I'm going to break early, so we have plenty of time. Dino, if you're unaware, if you're a young and you don't know how good Dino was for the Caps and throughout his career, he's a Hall of Famer, okay? That tells you plenty. This is a guy that scored over 600 goals in the NHL. Not a lot of people do that. I think, now Dino only played in Washington, I think, 4 or 5 seasons. But I believe, and maybe some hockey people out there will tell me I'm incorrect, but I remember going to Cap Center. I think Dino was the best player in this organization until Alex Ovechkin showed up. He was phenomenal. Those old Caps games were awesome. I've talked about my boy Ali Afraidy. Really, really excited to get Dino Ciccarelli on with us next to talk some Caps hockey. Before we go, though, I got to tell you about my new garage door. There's so many times where I'm an idiot and I forget to close the garage door and it stays open all night, or I leave the house, I go out through the garage to grab bottles of water out of the basement fridge, and I'd leave that thing open, and Lauren would yell at me, man. And you know what? You know what marriage is about? Trying to alleviate the points where your wife can yell at you. And what my new garage door from the folks at Door Pro America has done, I can close that thing from my phone wherever I am. I'm in Raleigh, North Carolina, and if I wanted to right now, I could open and close my garage door. It is so dope. That's what a LiftMaster garage door and the MyQ app can do. It eliminates stress. The pros at Door Pro America are experts. They've been doing this over 50 years. The team handles everything. Maybe you just need some maintenance or a little tweak to your garage door, or you need a new installation like I got. They can do it all. Call today and ask how you can save $60 on a repair or $150 on a new garage door. Number 877-DOOR-PRO. That's 877-DOOR-PRO. Tell them J.P. Finley sent you, or you can check out the website at Door Pro America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Big day as the Caps really need a win down in Raleigh. Game 4 tonight, 7 o'clock, Caps-Canes. If you're looking for somewhere to go watch, Grant and Danny are going to be at Caddy's. They're doing their show there at 2 o'clock. They're staying there until the game ends. So Caddy's in Bethesda, great wings. If you're looking for a place to watch with other Caps fans, head on over.
Yep.
Right now, though, I am really fired up to get on the Rude Guest Hotline. Welcome in Hockey Hall of Famer Dino Ciccarelli to the program. Dino, I got to start, man. I used to go to Caps games in Landover at Caps Center, and we would chant your name. Those Caps teams you were on were really fun, and you were always such an excellent player and would engage in with the crowd and everything. Thank you so much for making time. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks. No, thanks for having me. Yeah, no, I had, I think I ended up playing 4 or 5 years in Washington there. Great times. We Brian Murray was the general manager. We had great teams. We got to the semifinals the 1 year, but we had a lot of injuries, so that kind of hurt us when we ended up playing Boston. But great memories for myself and my family when we were there, for sure.
Absolutely. You know, I've said this, and I'm not a hockey historian, but for me, on a personal level, I loved watching you and Al Iafrady. And I feel like you were the best talent we saw in this city until Ovi showed up.
Well, I appreciate it. You know, I end up getting 600 goals, but it's compared to the rest of the history of the game is good. But compared to Ovi, he kind of blew by me with 300 goals more than I did. So. I appreciate the good words.
Looking at Ovi, you know, when you look at that talent, how does you being a hockey like legend? You know, we look at it, we are amazed and see things. When you look at it, what do you see?
What I see is, because I feel very similar to Ovi in a couple ways. Like, we grew up as kids, you know, obviously we started loving the game. I'm originally from Canada, and he's, you know, from Russia. But as a goal scorer, you grow up, you love scoring goals. And it starts as a kid, and it goes, you know, right into when you're in the pro level where Ovi's at right now. And what gets me, and I was the same way, every time Ovi scores, you know, there's passion there. He loves scoring, and you can see it on his face. Mm-hmm. He kind of celebrates after every goal, and that's a great thing. You know what I mean? I played the same way. It's not easy to score a goal in the NHL, and when you do score, you know, it's no different than guys getting touchdowns in football.
Yep.
You want to celebrate, and you know, Ovi's got the passion to play the game. You know, I'd be the same way, and Ovi's the same way. He'd play for free if he could, you know what I mean? And he loves playing the game, and it shows.
Absolutely. Talking with Dino Ciccarelli, Hall of Fame hockey player here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Dino, have you been watching these Caps playoff games and kind of where they're at now, going into a really big game 4 tonight in a tough barn in Raleigh, and just kind of what you think this team needs to do?
Yeah, I got to be friends with the coach. You know, we met last year, and then we've stayed in communication. And I'm still a big hockey fan. Obviously, I still watch all the games on TV. In fact, I'm coming to DC. I'm coming Tuesday. I'm going to be there for Game 5, staying
awesome.
Up at National Harbor. Well, I guess we have a mutual friend there with Mike Beasley.
Oh, yeah.
That guy's up at National Harbor.
Yes.
Bees is a legend, man.
He's a legend. That's right. So, yeah, we're doing an event. There's a couple ex-Capitals coming in. Larry Murphy. Remember Larry Murphy?
Sure.
He's a Hall of Famer. They played for the Caps. Dennis Marook. And then, obviously, Peter Bonder and Rod Langway, you know, they live in the area.
That's
so, yeah,
we're
I'm coming back. We're doing these events with MGM. You know, they get a bunch of their customers. And, you know, we'll have dinner up at the casino and maybe around a golf or two. and then head up to the game Thursday night. So, yeah, I'll be in town. And, yeah, I've been definitely watching the games. And, you know, around the whole league, it's funny. And I told the coach the other day through a text, so many goals are going in, you know. They're going in last minute, and a lot of goals are being deflected or hitting bodies. And I just threw a little advice to him, you know, I'd like to see these guys just crash the net a little more and get more pucks to the net, you know. But you know, they've been in situations like this before. You know, the momentum swings both ways. If we can get a win tonight, the Caps can win. Obviously, momentum will be on their side coming home for Game 5, and I'm sure that's the way they're looking at it. They're going to tighten up a little bit defensively, and I think they'll be okay tonight for sure.
Well, you know, you just made me feel like I know a little bit about hockey. I said the same thing that you just said. Throw more pucks at the net and crash the net.
Dude, the puck's got to get to the net. You throw bodies in there and these goalies can't see it, and, you know, who knows where it's going to go. I made a living scoring goals like that, and I feel like that's a lost art. I don't see enough guys doing that, and I just don't understand why. You got to pay a little bit of a price, but that's that's part of playing sports, though.
Absolutely. Talking with Dino Cicerelli here, Hall of Famer, played for the Caps, was just electric to watch on the ice. When you were playing, obviously the game was really rough. What's it like to be a goal scorer in the playoffs when the physicality really ramps up, but like the fighting kind of has to dissipate, so it's a little harder to protect guys? What is that shift like?
Isn't it crazy how the whole, you get, go from regular season to playoff and everything intensifies, you know, that much more. And goals are harder to come by, space tightens up. You know, sometimes, you know, guys get a little nervous, but that's why we play the games. That's, you know, it's kind of what we just talked about too. When space is limited like that, and you see it all around the league, there's some, you know, weird goals going in. They're hitting two or three players, or they're going in off of the goalie's, you know, back or side of his leg. And so, I mean, why not do the same thing? And especially when goals are hard to come by, and you know, it always gets tougher, and you know, you end up having to pay a price to get results in the playoff, and you know, it's not easy. You know, it's the hardest trophy in sports to win, and but again, I've been through these situations so many times. You get down 2-1, and the fans kind of get down too, you know, because they get a little nervous. But
oh yeah,
it is a big game tonight. There's no question, and I definitely think you're going to see a different Washington team tonight and come out with a little more fire.
Yeah, I think so too. I think they need it, right? I almost, because they played so well in the first period Saturday and weren't able to get anything done, and then the rest of that game just got away from them. I feel like, not only do they have to come out fast tonight, I feel like they have to score first and kind of get on the board first, maybe quiet the arena down. Do you see that also, or does kind of the timing of the goals not matter as much as getting them?
No, it does. You know, especially you're in the visiting team's ranking. You're dealing with the crowd and all the emotions and stuff. And the other thing, too, is the, you know, when they get a power play or they get a penalty kill, it's very important that you get some results on your power play. You know, you may not have to score, but if you're moving the puck around pretty good and you're getting opportunities, then that's a good sign. And on the flip side, you know, if you got to kill a couple penalties, you know, obviously you want to stay out of the box. You don't want to take an early penalty and put Carolina on a power play. That'll just, you know, that'll be a bonus for those guys, especially in their own rink. So, you know, they're analyzing everything to death. You know, the coaches are, and they know they're going to want to come out in the first 10 minutes or so and kind of quiet the crowd down, and hopefully they do score the first goal, because that would be a big confidence boost for sure. There's no question about it.
Yeah.
Well, and Dino, you mentioned that you've become buddies with Caps head coach Spencer Carberry. He's obviously a young coach, and I feel like kind of in the Ovi era, there's been a lot of cycling through coaches. Trotz, you know, was here, was able to get it done, win the cup, and then, you know, that thing went sideways for whatever reason. I feel like Carberry's the best coach they've had, certainly since Trotz, and we're watching however long Ovi wants to play, he gets to play, but I feel like Carberry could be the coach here for a long time and build, like, this next version of the Caps, too.
Well, yeah, you know, it's funny because if you go back to the beginning of the year when, people are picking teams around the league, and I don't think anybody valued or at the time thought that Washington, the Capitals were going to be very, you know, how good were they going to be? But that's, you know, that's a credit to, Brian McClellan, too. He's the president now. He was an old line mate of mine, too, back in Minnesota days. He was my left winger.
That's crazy. So
between their whole staff and the players they brought in, you know, and then with Spencer, his coaching style, it's a compliment to the whole organization. You know, I believe Spencer, he's probably going to win Coach of the Year, and he deserves it. And that's awesome how they've put that whole roster together, and then he's obviously taking charge as a head coach and putting his system in play, and it's paid off.
Absolutely, I just it's an exciting time. Playoff hockey brings excitement on a way that like very few things can generate. I'm going to indulge myself for one real quick here. This will be the last question for me, Dino. Talking with Dino Ciccarelli, Hockey Hall of Famer, absolute just lightning on the ice for the Caps for four seasons. Scored 112 goals as a Washington Capital on his way to over 600 NHL goals over his career. Alan May is a friend, and I've asked Alan about Ally Afraidy back in the day. Was I Afraidy as wild as I believe he was, both on and off the ice?
Yeah, I can give you 2 hours and I could make you laugh the whole time. But Al was he was a big man anyway, you know, a defenseman, and I think when they started that whole hardest shot in the All-Star game, you know, he won that. I forget how fast he was shooting that puck. But quite a character. He's a great guy, actually. You know, he lives in the Michigan area, so I see him. Often, and he hasn't changed. You know, he's like a big teddy bear, and he's a good friend, and he was a great teammate as well.
Perhaps most importantly, does he still have the mullet?
He does still have the mullet.
I love that.
I remember Al. You know, after a game, we'd go have a beer after the game or something, and he'd be sitting there, and he'd have like a glass of water, he'd have a shot of whiskey, he'd have a coffee, and he'd have a beer, and then he'd be smoking a cigarette. And he just goes right down the line. He sips one, sips, go to the next one, and then has a dart, you know, and then...
Mayday told me, and forgive me for not knowing specifically, like, kind of, you know, the 40 time in football where they measure the speed by 40-yard dash? Whatever that metric is for hockey, he said, I afraid he would always be the fastest on the team, and while he was waiting in line to do that lap, he would be smoking a cigarette. Is that accurate?
Oh, yeah. It is accurate. Yeah,
that's old school, baby.
Yeah, Al was a roommate. He was my roommate in Washington, so we're good friends as well. Yeah, so... there was a few guys back in the day like that in between periods, you know, or they'd go outside and everybody's smoking a cigarette, you know. So a lot of the old timers used to do that. But Al was definitely one of the old timers for sure. He'd have probably a half a deck probably by the end of the game. You know, I don't even know how many cigarettes he was smoking.
That's just incredible, man. Well, Dino, thank you so much for making
time. Appreciate you, Dino.
Appreciate Bees for putting us in touch, and I really look forward to meeting you someday. You brought a lot of smiles to a lot of DMV kids' faces watching you play for the Caps, man.
Appreciate it. I'll be, like I said, I'll be up there Thursday night for the games and for the game. And I know, I mean, this is the best time of the year. You know, fans get nervous when teams down 2-1. But again, a win tonight and everything goes, it flips the other way, you know what I mean? And then we're back in the driver's seat.
Absolutely. How about this, Dino? Maybe we're able to talk again when the Caps are in the Eastern Conference Finals.
That'd be great. Anytime, guys.
All right, man.
Appreciate
you. Thank you so much for the time. Really appreciate it.
All right. Have a good one. Thanks.
All right. The great Dino Ciccarelli joining us on the Rude Guest Hotline. If you're watching on the stream, you can see me smiling ear to ear, and they're big ears.
Oh, that's a big old smile right there.
Yeah, man.
Damn.
That made me feel like a kid again. Dino wearing 22, Ifrady wearing 34. Those were fun times at the old Cap Center. Nobody go anywhere. We're going to football at noon.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. FanDuel is the best place to find all your favorite player props. And now you can make the smarter play with new performance trends. Want to see if a guy's hitting that over consistently? Or maybe they've been flirting with a potential triple-double. Get the latest stats right inside the app and see who's heating up. And once the game starts, that's when things get interesting. You can combine live prop bets into a same-game parlay for a chance to win big. If you don't already have FanDuel, it's not too late to get in on the action. You'll get started with $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to join today. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years or older and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLE.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Let's take a quick look at the NBA playoffs, B.
Okay.
We get Knicks Celtics tonight.
Yeah.
7:30 tip.
See if the Knicks can show that their first two games wasn't a fluke.
Yeah. I mean, Boston kicked their ass Saturday. What's funny is Boston's been kicking their ass, and then they just collapse in the fourth quarter. They just didn't collapse in that one.
Mm-hmm.
You got a tied series. OKC and Denver. I'm starting to feel like the winner of the NBA titles coming out of that series. But that's just me. That's just me, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight's games, you got Knicks Celtics at 7:30. T-Wolves, Warriors at 10. Warriors without Steph is a very different team, man. And I'm not ruling them out, but White Brian, what's that line? I bet the T-Wolves are favored by 10. Pacers had a really impressive game last night. Did you watch any of that, B?
I watched a good bit of it.
So I was at this restaurant.
They basically just went out there and opened up a can.
Dude, it was 80-39 at halftime.
Yeah. That's despicable in the playoffs when you're playing against basically the number one seed was Cleveland, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you score 39 points in a whole half?
Dude, they outscored Cleveland 36-15 on threes in the first half. I mean, it was just – that was a thorough belt-to-butt ass-whooping right there.
Yeah.
I know that Celtics fans remain confident in their team. They are the defending champs. They just – I don't know, man. They just seem kind of like disinterested. I don't know the right way to – if the Pacers got to the finals, would that surprise you at this point?
At this point, the way that they're playing, no. Not only are they filling it up offensively, they're playing some damn good defense on top of that.
Well, dude, I think it's worth pointing out that, you know, Rick Carlisle, wasn't he the Mavs coach when they broke through and won it with Dirk?
I vaguely think so.
I believe he was, man. Carlisle's a good-ass coach, and it's easy to kind of, like, forget about that. I think he won a title as a player with the Celtics, and then he was the coach of the Mavs team that broke through when Dirk got his ring. I think he was there. I think he coached in Indiana when Larry Bird was the head coach. Those are some really good teams. Those like Reggie Miller teams that never broke through and won a title, but they were good. I don't think it's an accident what's happening with the Pacers. They're good. They're well-coached. Carlisle's a tough guy, and I think they have that mindset. I didn't realize he's a UVA guy, so a little bit of locality there. As it stands today, who you got in each of these series, B? Pacers, Cavs.
Pacers.
Celtics, Knicks.
That one I'm confused by. I still think Celtics win another game, then all of a sudden it changes. But if the Knicks win this one, I go with the Knicks.
If Boston evens it up and then the two of the next three are at home, I'm going Pacers, Celtics. Who you got, Timberwolves, Warriors?
I just think that Steph is not going to be 100% throughout, and I don't believe they can do it without Steph.
Well, I don't even think he's back tonight, right?
He's trying to push it, but I just don't think it will. He got that thumb and a hamstring.
White Brian tells me the Timberwolves are favored by 6.5, so maybe Vegas thinks Steph is going to play. I think the T-Wolves win that, and then Nuggets Thunder, dude, I don't know. You got to lean on that?
Nuggets Thunder? I'm going to stick with the Thunder. Okay. I think the Nuggets have the experience, but I think the Thunder is they're very damn good, and they're deep.
They are.
And I believe the Nuggets get tired quickly dealing with all those young boys running them down the court like that.
And they got three games left. Two of them are going to be in Oklahoma. I kind of think I go Denver. I might just be – SGA's incredible, but nobody can do what Joker can do.
Nope, they can't. But you know what happened to the Joker? He get tired. Just like he did the other night. He was – when he went to the bench, things changed.
Yeah, he looked gassed.
See, he goes to the bench, and then SGA and the rest of those dudes come back in. When the Joker comes back, he's down by double digits.
By far the most important thing in the NBA that's happening tonight is not Celtics-Knicks or T-Wolves-Warriors. It is the NBA draft lottery. I'm going to choose optimism. The Wizards are going to win this thing. When we come back, we're talking to Nicky Jabala from the Washington Post.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.